Mem ches amin aleph. The Mishnah says a halal basimcha shmoina vis-a-vis halal, and also the mitzvah of simcha is all 8 days. Ketzad, how does it work? Melamed shechayv adam b'halal basimcha v'kav yanta v'acharin shalchag k'shar kol yomai sechag. So it teaches you that one is obligated to say halal, and in the mitzvah of simcha and kavod yantiv of yantiv achroin, which here refers to shmini atzeres, of sukkot kesharim kol yomai sechag, equally to all the other days of sukkah. So Rashi writes v'hasimcha shalmi simcha. That according to Rashi, the Mishnah is referring specifically to Besar Shlamim, that when a person comes for a Lila Regal, say he has to bring a Shlamim, he's going to eat them by himself. Some goes to the Kayin, some goes on the Mizbeah, a Shalom between everybody. And so that is a experience of Simcha. So one eats his Shalmei Simcha, and Halal is to say the complete Halal. Gwaran says, Mani Mile, how do you know that there is a mitzvah of simcha all 8 days, which includes all the way from the beginning of Sukkot all the way till the end, including Shmini Atzeres? How do you know? Yitan Rabbanan, V'yisach Sameach, that when the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha, that sounds like you have to have simcha on the chag. V'yisach Sameach, and you should be, ach sounds only Sameach, as it sounds like there's some sort of exclusion. So what does it mean, both v'samachta v'chagecha, and also v'hayisoach sameach? The rabbis lay the yom tov acharon. So that includes not only v'samachta v'chagecha, but v'hayisoach sameach, that there's an additional day of simcha, which includes, the way the Gemara says it, is lay yom tov acharon, the night, or the nights of yom tov acharon, of Shmini Atzeres. Oy, eina ele yom tov harishon. Or maybe it means that even though there's a mitzvah of simcha, it's limited only maybe to the first night of Sukkot, and it doesn't apply to any of the other nights of Sukkot or days of Sukkot. So Gemara says, Keshu Oimer, ach, since it says v'yisa ach sameach, which is a limitation on the simcha, you should be only simba simcha, chalak, it divides and it separates. In what way? Rashi says, Rashi says a lot, so we'll go through Rashi in a minute. But the thing we're saying is that one might have thought that ach does exclude something, but instead of excluding the last day, it comes to include the last day and exclude the first night of Sukkot. The first night of Sukkot is not a mitzvah of simcha. Ach chalak, it divides and separates, and it means that there's a mitzvah from the first day of Sukkot on, and it excludes the first night. So asks the Gemara, how do you know? How do you know to include the last night and exclude the first night of Sukkot? Marba, the Gemara answers, Marba, ni leli yom tov acharon sheyesh simcha lefanav. I exclude Marba ani leli yom tov acharon. I'm going to include the night of yom tov acharon. Why? Sheyesh simcha lefanav, because there is simcha right before it. In other words, it's following on the coattails of simcha, of 6 days of simcha. Motzi ni leli yom tov arishon, and I'll exclude the first day sheyesh simcha lefanav, because there's no simcha on that day. It's creating its own. The simcha begins then. So it's more likely that the simcha continues than to introduce and invent a new simcha that, so to speak, yesh mayai, and it comes out of nowhere. It's much easier to include a simcha when there already was simcha happening before it. What's interesting is that the question is, so does that mean there's simcha? So according to the Gemara, there's no mitzvah of simcha on the first night of Sukkot, and there is a mitzvah of simcha on the last night of Sukkot, namely on Shmini Atzeres. What about the day of the first day of Sukkot, and what about the day of Shmini Atzeres? Is there a mitzvah simcha then? So Rashi by us is a little bit different than Rashi in Pesachim. Rashi by us says, L'rabas le'le yom tev acharon, l'simcha shalefanav, l'koy l'loy im shivas hayomim. That it includes the night of Shmini Atzeres to the simcha that came before it. and includes it with the 7 days. Shizbach shlamim b'shvi, meaning that one should be makrib, should bring as a korban shlamim on the last day of Sukkot, on the shvi, kedei le'echol le'el shemini, so that he can eat his shalom isimcha on the night of shemini atzeres. Tahai, somach lamayasa. Because this vayusach sameach, tahai sameach lamayasa, what's it coming to teach you? Since the pasuk already said that you have to rejoice in the chag, what do you need it for? Come to include another type of simcha, another simcha, meaning shemini atzeres, which is not included in the simcha bechagecha, because the chag is sukkis, and this is a new chag, a regel b'fnei atzmei, like we said before. And since it's coming to include the night of Shemini Atzeres, of the last day of Yom Tif, which is Tafel, it is secondary to Sukkis, Kavachomer Hayoim. How much more so does it come to include the day of Shemini Atzeres, Shehu Iker, Shechayev Simcha, which is really important, the most important, the essential day, that for sure is going to be Chayev and Simcha, V'shar HaLeil Sotzichi Ribuye. All the other nights of the Chag don't require any kind of inclusion. The Yomim Filos B'mashra, because when it says that you should be happy on the day, so that automatically includes the night. As he says, Kirubin Rukasukka, as you see elsewhere. V'chitztarech Leila Yantafa Acharayin Itztarech Didztarech Da'ena B'chlau Shiva. And you need to include Shemini Atzeres, because it's not included in the 7 days of Sukkis. Yal Korchach Leila Yisrabi, it's certainly including, you have to say it's including the night, Shehu Samuch L'Shivas Yomim Dekra, which is close to the 7 days, even in the Pasuk, V'yoyim Asi V'Kal V'Chomer, and then we'll include the day of Shemini Atzeres as having a mitzvah of Simcha, as a Kal V'Chomer, as he explained before. V'ashvinan Sheshlamim HaNizbachim B'Chag HaSukkis Yismechu B'Leil HaShmini. When it comes to teach us that Shlamim, that are sacrificed on Sukkis, so you rejoice with them on the night of the 8th, on the Shemini Atzeres, because you can't, you makrib, and they can't bring them at night. It comes to tell you that you bring your korban the last day of Sukkis. Anyway, point bottom line is that according to Rashi here, there is no question that there is a mitzvah of Simcha both on the night of Shemini Atzeres as well as the day of Shemini Atzeres. However, there is no mitzvah of Simcha the first night of Sukkis. What does it mean? Halacha l'maisa? So halacha l'maisa for us, we don't have korbanos currently. There's Hashem here, we may, we will. But right now we don't have korbanos, so how do we have our simcha? So it depends, each their own. If it's a man, so generally men like to drink wine, so in simcha ela b'yayin, so there would be a mitzvah of wine every day of Sukkis, including Chol HaMoed. One should have a revius of wine, both at night and during the day. And when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, that would apply both at night and during the day of Shemini Atzeres as well. But there would not be a mitzvah of Simcha on the first night of Sukkis. The next Mishnah says, Sukkah, Shiva, Ketza. So how the mitzvah of Sukkah is 7 days. Ketza, how exactly does that work? Gomer Melecho, that when he finishes eating on the morning or afternoon of the 7th day, the last day of Sukkis, before Shemini Atzeres, he should not untie or start taking apart his sukkah. But he should, not just that he's allowed, but he should bring down his vessels from mincha and on in the afternoon. So he finished his suda. He ate his lunch. He ate his suda. And even though it's Hoshana Rabbah, right? It's Chol HaMoed. It's not a Yom Tif. So when he finishes eating, or at least it is mincha time, so he takes down the kelim. Why is he taking them down? So we spoke about this in the past, that the sukkah is typically back then more on the roofs. So anytime you're going from your sukkah to your house, and you're going down. So you bring down your various kelim, kelim meaning chairs and tables and whatever else, you bring them down from that time of day. Mipnei kavod yantav acharon shel chag, adu kavod for Shemini Atzeres, meaning that shows that you are preparing. That's what Rashi says, Mikavid Yantif, last Rashi in the Mishnah, Shemara, Kimichan Atzma, the Grasa, the Makam, Shiyisal, Shemalaila, because he's demonstrating Mar'eh. He shows about himself that he's preparing himself to greet the upcoming Yantif. He's putting all the stuff in the place that he's going to eat. He's going to have a Sa'udah for Shemini Atzeres. What's the point of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying is that the mitzvah sukkah, all 7 days, meaning that it's a complete 7 days, and you're not allowed to take down your sukkah while you may still need it. Because if you are going to eat anything, you're going to have a seudah, you're going to have to eat it in your sukkah the whole seventh day. And so therefore, you're not allowed to take it down. But you are mechuyav, you have to start expressing kavod for the yontav acharon, shmini atzeres. And therefore, one should take out his kelim from the sukkah and start to prepare them for his seudah that night. Gemara says, "Ein lekelin laharid ma'u." If he has nothing to bring down, what should he do? Gemara asks, "Ein lekelim." He has nothing to bring down. He has no table. He has no chairs. Alki yishtamish b'may yishtamish. When he was using whatever he was using in his sukkah, what did he use? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? He doesn't have any kelim. Everybody has kelim. You have something. Really, the question was, if he doesn't have a place to bring down his kelim, what should he do? You know, he's got one of those houses where there's just no room for anything. Okay, so he's going to end up eating in his sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. That's really the question of the Gemara. If there's no room to bring it into his house, he has nothing going on, he can't bring it into his house, he needs to eat in the sukkah. So, Mahu, what's the din? What's he supposed to do? What's the problem? What's the question? Rashi writes, what can he do to demonstrate that he's not adding on to the mitzvah? Because then he would end up eating in his sukkah for 8 days. It looks like he's behaving in a manner that looks like the mitzvah sukkah is for 8 days, but the mitzvah sukkah is only seven. She's not allowed to add on to mitzvahs. She shouldn't be allowed to eat in the sukkah on the eighth day. So if he has to, so then what's he supposed to do? Barab Omar Poiches Ba Arba. Poiches means pachas, to reduce, to limit, to take away. He should take away from his sukkah arba, four tfachim. What exactly this means is a machlokes in the Rishonim, but he's supposed to, some Rishonim, like the Ritva, for example, want to say that it means he just needs to open up an area that's four tfachim, like on top of him. He has to do some sort of something that's recognizable. Yet he's not fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah, he doesn't actually have to do anything more than that. Rashi here is mashma that he actually has to open it up all the way along the schach for tfachim, because he needs to actually make his sukkah puzzle. The lashon of Rashi is, poiches ba arba tfachim upaisla. Reduce it by four tfachim and puzzle the sukkah. So according to Rashi, it sounds like you actually have to puzzle it to Rishon HaMask, but passling it should be a little bit more than three, right? You don't have to go all the way to four tvachim in order to passel it. Like we said in the past, once it's less than three, it's love, which once you hit three tvachim already is going to be a psul in the sukkah. If you have you can ruin the connection between the schach and the walls by separating the schach from the walls, even if it's in the middle of your sukkah, but it goes all the way from one side to the other. You can passel your sukkah with three tvachim. What do you need four for? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether it means because we assume you're going to put something in its place, because you're not going to sit just under the sky. So maybe you're putting schach pasul there, and schach pasul is a problem only at four tvachim. Is that where Rashi meant? Anyway, that's a discussion. But whatever it is, the point is that you have to either pasul the sukkah, or at least make it recognizable that you have no intention of fulfilling a mitzvah in this particular sukkah, and that will allow you to remain in it on Shmini Atzeres. Rishu ben Levi Omar. Relief has different suggestion. Don't pass the sukkah, but or he says, "Madlik ba'asaner, you should light your ner inside the sukkah." Madlik is a ner inside the sukkah. Why? What does that do for you? Rashi writes, "Madlik ba'asaner damrinan," because we said before, "Shraga basukkah kitana the ramitalala." So you're not allowed to bring a candle or a lamp into a just enough space sukkah, 7x7 tefachim, that you have to light your candle outside the sukkah, because otherwise you're taking up space. Either because we're afraid you're going to burn down your sukkah, or because it takes up space in the sukkah, and all that space needs to be utilized by the person, because it's a sukkah kitana. If a person has a big sukkah, so of course he's allowed to bring in a lamp, a light, into his sukkah. But we're talking about a sukkah kitana. So what exactly did Rishua ben Levi mean? So we'll come back to it in a minute. But those are the two suggestions. In order to sit in your sukkah, in Shmini Atzeres, so it shouldn't look like you're doing a mitzvah, either you have to passel it, or you have to light a candle in it. But that's only in a sukkah katana. So what's going on over here? Pligi. And they're not arguing. Halan v'halahu. One's talking about in Eretz Yisrael, and one's talking about in Bavel. Meaning what? Meaning if a person's in Eretz Yisrael, and you know exactly which day is Yom Tov, there's no second day of Yom Tov, so then Shmini Atzeres is really Shmini Atzeres. In which case, while it's still Chol HaMoed, while it's still Hoshana Rabbah, you can passel your sukkah. So that's what you should do. But if you are living in Bavel, in which case you have to be in your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, like we said before, because it's a safek, it's still the last day, still Hashanah Rabbah. So then there's a safek, it's Yom Tov, while it's still the last day of sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, while it's still Chol HaMoed. So how do you do the tusa? You hedge your bets, and you eat in your sukkah, but at the same time, you wouldn't be allowed to pasal your sukkah, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be soiser as a sukkah, that would be a malacha d'oraisa. So you wouldn't be allowed to do that. So what should you do? You should go ahead and light a ner in the sukkah, lighting a ner into the sukkah. Why? What does that accomplish? So the Gemara says, Hatinach sukkah ketana. It's very nice if he has a sukkah ketana. So then he's passeling his sukkah because there's not enough space. Sukkah gedola mikala meibar. But if it's a large sukkah, you can bring in a candle. So then what's going on? What should you do? The ma'ayil bo ma'nei mechla. You bring into it all of your dishes and all of the containers for food. Just like we said that a nair in a small sukkah has to be outside the sukkah and not allowed to bring it in. So too, food, pots and things like that have to be bar mitalalasa, have to be outside the sukkah. But anything which is used for drinking is allowed inside the sukkah. What's going on over here? So this pasha doesn't passel your sukkah, means to say there's certain things that are not allowed in your sukkah. You're not allowed to bring things into your sukkah that make it treated like it's not right, it's not nice, things which are gross. And nowadays, sometimes people bring things in as serving pieces into the sukkah. But if it's anything that's going to be disgusting, anything that's going to have just bones and things that are in it that people would find gross, so those types of things are not supposed to come into the sukkah at all. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that if a person finds himself in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres, so then his Shmini Atzeres is really his last day of sukkah misafek, and therefore, if he needs to be in his sukkah on the next day, which we would call Simchas Torah, if he needs to eat in his sukkah on Simchas Torah, what should he do? He should relate to his sukkah in a way that is treating it like it's not a sukkah. Why? What are you supposed to do to treat it like it's not a sukkah? You have to eat in your sukkah because there's no room in your house. What are you going to do? So the Gemara says you have to demonstrate that you're not treating it like it's a sukkah shel mitzvah. How do you do that? So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, no problem. On Hashanah Rabbah, you can go ahead and take apart part of the sukkah. That's easy. But since you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov, so if you're in Eretz, you have no choice but to do things that demonstrate that it's not a sukkah shel mitzvah. Like what? Like bringing things in that you normally would not be allowed to bring into your sukkah, like the dishes, like perhaps a candle if it's a small sukkah. Whatever the case, maybe those types of things that demonstrate that you're not treating it with a proper kavod, like it's not a sukkah shel mitzvah. Once you do that, then you would be allowed to remain in the sukkah on Simchas Torah in Chutz La'aretz, because that already is enough to demonstrate that it is not that you're trying to be mekayim a mitzvah, but rather that you just have no choice but to be in your sukkah on Simchas Torah.